Let's go now from Colorado to Kentucky, where the Republican leader of the United States Senate once seemed to have a safe seat. That was before the economy hit the skids. NPR's Brian Naylor traveled to Kentucky for a close-up look at Mitch McConnell's re-election campaign.
It's a crisp fall morning in Owensboro, Kentucky, perfect for the Reed's Orchard Apple Festival. There are booths displaying quilts, people lined up for pork chop sandwiches, and of course, apples. And there's some politicking going on, too.
I've heard it's always commercials.
Hi, Mitch
nice
McConnell.
To meet you.
Glad to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mitch McConnell makes his way deliberately across the festival grounds alongside his wife, Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, shaking hands, greeting supporters, and making small talk. McConnell has been in the Senate for 24 years and has risen to Senate Republican leader. The way he sees it, Kentucky voters would lose a lot if they turn him out.
The biggest issue in this race is whether or not our small state is going to continue to have a person of significant clout in Washington, or whether we're going to trade that person in for a rookie who is only a few years younger than I am, who would have no chance of ever being in this kind of influential position.
Some of McConnell's TV ads make the same point, emphasizing the bacon McConnell has brought home to Kentucky, some $500 million worth last year alone.
Building Western Kentucky's future in tough economic times, it's a challenge. That's why I secured $60 million to promote economic development along our riverfronts in Owensboro and Henderson, and support other key projects needed to ensure the community's growth and prosperity.
The experience and clout argument makes sense to McConnell supporter Terry Llewellyn of Philpott.
Well, you know, he's been a senator for a long time, and he has a lot of experience in the Senate. He knows his way around real well, so I think he would be a good leader still.
But experience in Washington is clearly a negative with many voters this year, like Stacy Gator of Owensboro.
He's been in it for 24 years, and to me, if you sit and look at the economy right now, we need a change, and that's what I believe. Yeah.
Across the state from Owensboro, Bruce Lunsford is at a dinner rally with the Madison County Democrats in Richmond. He makes McConnell's tenure in Washington an issue, too.
You can stand in a garage for 24 years, and it won't make you a car. And just having the title leader is not going to make you a leader. This is the time to get leadership out of good ideas, fresh ideas, and people want to hear what you got to say.
Lunsford made millions of dollars starting a healthcare company. He's had less luck in politics, running two unsuccessful campaigns for governor. At a homecoming parade later that evening in Richmond, he told me the economy is the first, second, and third issue in Kentucky. He's critical of the financial rescue package Congress approved earlier this month, though he doesn't say how he would have voted.
What I would have done in the Senate, I would have gotten my say-so. And my say-so would have been, this is too quick. We should let those senators and congressmen who are not running for election stand here and look at this over a couple of weeks and see if we can get a handle on what this all means.
Lunsford has had to parry some of McConnell's attack ads, which accuse a healthcare company Lunsford once ran and where he now sits on the board, of mistreating patients, including veterans.
I'm Bruce Lunsford, and I approve this message.
Some political attacks are beyond the bounds of decency. Mitch McConnell's latest ad blames Bruce Lunsford for a death. The Herald Leader reports the charge is not backed up on screen or off with any documentation. Does McConnell have no shame? He'll say anything to hide his record.
Lunsford's been getting some help from the Democrat Senate Campaign Committee, which has been running an ad critical of McConnell's support for the bailout bill, even though most Democrats voted for it as well. They'd love to knock off the Republican leader on their way to amassing a filibuster-proof majority of 60. McConnell says he's not worried.
I think there will be enough Republicans plus discerning Democrats in the Senate after January to keep a kind of far-left agenda from steamrolling through the Senate like it often does through the House.
Polls have shown McConnell with a steady lead over Lunsford, though the race has gotten quite a bit closer in the last few weeks. Brian Naylor, NPR News.